We are live from the United Center. Dennis Evard is joining us right now. You might recognize the name. Now, Mr. Savard has brought two tickets with him to Monday night's game. You took them right out of your pads. You know, he still wears full uniform and pads. It's radio, I can say that. And he's handed them to me. And right now, caller number 19 at 312-981-7200 wins that pair of tickets. Brought to us by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing for all the right reasons. Four Seasons. Find them online at FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com and tune in every Monday all season long to win a pair of tickets to see the Blackhawks. And you know, Savvies are quite good tickets. All right, tell me something good about what's going to happen tonight, because I have issues.
Yeah, well, I listened to you guys on the way down, and I think Kevin talked about maybe a Euro. I'm not sure, or somebody did anyway. Playoff, right?
That's definitely real.
Every game's a playoff game now.
So
I think that the win out.
So you know, I'm going to take us back for me, like in October. You know, we do a lot of sponsor events, and you know, we've made a lot of changes over the summer and acquired a lot of new players. Got some new kids in the lineup. So you know, for me, as I was telling some of our people that, you know, I look at this year. And I'll be able to give you a better idea where we're really at after 40 games. And I said by January 1st, I said, I feel if, because of the new faces, because of a lot of young players in our lineup, I said, if we could be 2-3 games above 500, and I know we're a couple down now, two below 500, and have some type of streak in the last sequence of the 40 games, I said, we're going to be in the playoffs. I mean, this goal for our team is to be in the playoffs. I mean, that's the ultimate goal here every year. And obviously, with all the changes that have been made over the last summer, you know, we still feel that we could do that. Now, you know, if I put my coach's hat on for now, we've got about 45 games, 47 to be exact. So, you know, if I would try to dissect this for our players, saying, hey, guys, you know, we have 45 games left. We have 9 segments of 5 games. All right, and we have to pretty much win all the segments. You have to go at least 3-2.
Right.
And at the end of the day, if
that's
you
a great way of looking at it. Take bite by bite.
Yeah, you can't look at what's going to happen in April.
Yeah.
You have to try to shorten up the season, 5-game segments for them, and say.
And do players? I know coaches do this, and management obviously does it. But do players look ahead 5 games or 3 games, or are they just looking at the next one?
Well, it'd be a sell for them. You know, of course they do. I mean, I don't know how far down the road they do. 5 games may be a little too far away, but they know now they play tonight, they play tomorrow in Winnipeg, they go to Colorado Saturday. I know they know that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you could do that and, you know, go 3-2 the rest of the way, you're going to be only 5-6 games above 500, and that might not cut the playoff. But, you know, and sneak a game here and there, and that's in those segments. You know, I think with our conference, it's very close, very tight. I think 92 points will probably make the playoffs. So, you know, let's hope that, you know, we pick our game up here. We have to. We have no choice. You know, before January 1st, I think we got 4 games here, four games before Christmas. You know, let's try to make some hay and get back to 500. And, you know, we've let some games slip away. St. Louis, 3-0. I was watching the game. You know, it was a hard one to...
Yeah.
Watch, but the thing I like about our club or team, there's still character. They came back and beat Minnesota on Sunday. So this is a good team we're facing. And
is tough. I mean, there's just no two ways to cut this. The West has been, you know, the tougher of the conferences, and it just to me, it seems as a Hawks fan, every time we play the East. I like it because even if we just get a point out of the game, it doesn't hurt us.
Right.
Right? It's just an additive point.
True.
It's but there's just competition, and I think as Hawks fans too, because you have to adjust in this league, because there are going to teams that are going to go through, you know, going to bottom out and have to start all over again. I mean, look at Detroit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that's the only thing that's making me feel better right now is that Detroit sucks more. It always does, but it sucks more than we do, and I like that, but. That's enough, you know, and because this team's, you know, there's still the core is still here, and you have two starting goaltenders, and you got a lot of things that are good, and you got this great young core too. It's Kirby Dach is amazing to watch.
Yeah, he'll be great. He's going to be good. We all know that, and I mean, 2 years ago, you know, if we recall, our management has started to talk about rebuilding, you know, with our keeping our core guys. And we're still at that stage. But at the same time, they went out the summer and acquired two defensemen, which we struggled on that position last year, to get into the playoffs. And, you know, once you get in the playoffs, as we all know, you never know. I mean, and you just mentioned our goaltenders. I mean, they've been tremendous. I mean, you can't fault them for anything. Matter of fact, they've, of the what, 15 wins that we got, or 13, 14 wins, they've won quite a few games for us. So, you know, we're,
all right,
we'll see what happens. But, I wanted to keep it positive, just obviously because I feel that, you know, we're close, and we get some nights where you show to us that, hey, you know, we beat Boston in Boston.
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious about. It, from a coaching perspective, if you were to look at it this way, how frustrating is it to see when we play well, we play really well. By the way, I'm on the team. When we play well, we play really well. We look like a playoff team, no problem. And then the days that we are bad, it's unbelievable. It almost feels like there's no hope.
That's why I don't coach anymore. I sleep at night. It's hard. And I've got no explanation for you, to be honest, because, you know, you even as a staff, you go, all right, we played such a great game, and we come back, and we just didn't play as well or didn't come out as well as we could have came out the first period. So, it is puzzling sometimes, but, you know, that's what you get to be the coach and the staff. You have to figure out, you know, how to get those guys to play better, and they have done that. They're trying their hearts out. I know they are. I know Jeremy's done a great job here so far, and, you know, there's again, it's a mixture of veteran guys that won Stanley Cups with a lot of our young players, and it takes time. I hate to say it because that's not the management upstairs. That's not what they want.
No.
They want playoffs.
No.
They want playoffs.
No, those meetings are tough. I mean, I think the impatience is growing because they're hearing the chatter. And, yes, this is one of the most dynamic franchises in the last decade. This has been one of the best stretches Chicago has seen from a sports team, right? And certainly the five-year stretch was amazing. And there's such hope. And it's revitalized hockey in Chicago. It's revitalized the sport. I mean, it happened at exactly the right time, right? They're going back on television, and there's a way to, you know. And this building thumps every night that the Blackhawks are here, and it's changed the culture. Chicago's a hockey town again.
Yeah,
there is, but you know, you don't want to lose that momentum. And I think that they hear those footsteps upstairs, and they're not 100%, you know, sold that when they have a payroll like this, that they're not getting the kind of production there. And that's got to be so tough. I mean, Jeremy Colton's a young man, right? He's 32, 33 years old, whatever he is. I mean, here's a guy that's got to. I just cannot imagine the pressure on him, Zeddy.
Yeah, there is, but he's very good. You know, I watch all his press conferences, you know, after games, and I like the way he handles things, and he's a very positive guy, and that's what you need in today's day and age with the players.
Is that the hardest part of coaching, is going? Because it's one thing when you're in the locker room and you know what you're talking about with the guys, then you have to go out in front of the press, many of whom don't know what we're talking about, and me among them, and then, you know, ask questions that you don't necessarily want to have to answer that night. I mean, how hard is that after a bad run?
I would say the press is pretty smart. They know. They've watched this organization succeed so many times now the last decade.
But. Oh, no, they're smart. I mean, the point is that standing there and taking questions you don't necessarily want to answer is hard.
No, and he's smart about how he answers them. You know, you don't want to pinpoint a finger at a player, particularly a player that night. You want to talk about the group. But I know that when I was coaching, those questions were tough. You know, you don't want to throw a guy under the bus. But I made sure the next morning that I met with the player one-on-one and said, you know, we need to do this better. You know, I mean, this is unacceptable. I mean, you're going to get a second chance here. I'm going to play tomorrow, but you know, you keep making the same mistake, I'd have to sit you out. And if you're not putting the effort in, you have to be sit out.
Speaking of that, Dennis Seabrook is a healthy scratch tonight.
Yep.
Is the writing on the wall here, do you think?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't want to see that, to be honest. I mean, I still think Seabs is, forget about the dollar sign, what he's making. Mm-hmm. I still think in the role of a young team here, somewhat, you know, he could play a fifth or sixth defenseman on this team and still be successful. He's not a number one, number two like he was six, seven, 8 years ago. We all know that. But, you know, forget about the money. I mean, I really think that, you know, as a fifth or sixth guy, I mean, he's valuable. So.
All right. I'm emailing you if there's trouble tonight. That's all I'm going to say. We'd like you to a lovely parting gift of a snow globe. That is the giveaway tonight.
Well, I don't know. He told me he's clumsy as well, so maybe he shouldn't take it either.
We're going to learn what tomorrow. We're going to learn what Lauren did with the snow globe, and it is not pretty. That's all I'm going to say about it. We'll be discussing that tomorrow on the program. In the meantime, we got Chicago Blackhawks hockey on 720 WGN Chicago, and it's on right now.